From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, the head of U.S. Central Command said intelligence gains and counteroffenses since Saddam Hussein's capture are undermining the Iraqi insurgency. Guerrilla attacks on U.S. forces have claimed the lives of nearly 200 American troops and scores of Iraqis since President Bush declared an end to major combat on May 1st. NPR's Eric Westervelt traveled to military bases in Kirkuk and Balad today and has our report.
General John Abizade is quick to admit that there's still, in his words, a lot of violence ahead in Iraq. But the general says the U.S. is steadily improving and focusing the intelligence picture of the Iraqi insurgency one counterstrike at a time.
Every raid we make, we understand better how the enemy functions in terms of moving money, moving people, moving ammunition, issuing orders, and that understanding will allow us to defeat them in detail. And this is not to say that the enemy is not smart enough to change. They'll change too. But make no mistake, the loss of Saddam Hussein is a huge psychological blow.
A blow that's already paying dividends, General Abizade says, especially in parts of the Sunni Triangle, where most of the attacks occur. In Baghdad, Brigadier General Martin Dempsey of the 1st Armored Division says his troops have made several arrests of alleged financial backers of guerrillas based on new intelligence. And speaking today in a mud and rain-soaked army base in Kirkuk, north of Baghdad, the head of the 4th Infantry Division said his forces have gone on a new offensive in the last 2 days. Major General Ray Odierno says his troops have arrested more than 80 former Iraqi army and Ba'ath Party loyalists suspected of spearheading attacks using mainly improvised explosives, or IEDs.
We picked up 73 individuals with a leader that had significant amount of IED-making materials. We think it was a complete cell that we caught in a meeting. We also this morning have picked up about 9 of our targets so far in the operation that we believe are from different cells that have been operating from Samarra.
For months, key human intelligence gaps on how the insurgency was organized and funded have hampered the American counteroffensive. General Abizade says while he wouldn't call the capture of Saddam a huge intelligence windfall yet, he says the dictator's arrest clearly improved the broader, big-picture understanding of how the insurgency functions.
If you look at any one incident in isolation, it doesn't really serve much purpose. It's like looking at the capture of one suspect in a war against organized crime. You have to look at the entire network. You have to understand the complete organization and how it works, how it mutates, and over time you begin to get at it. And that's exactly what you're starting to see now.
Officials believe guerrillas communicate in person and through messengers using the elaborate security and intelligence network that existed under the Ba'ath Party dictatorship. Key to controlling the insurgency, General Abizade says, is isolating the guerrillas from their leadership, their base of support among the populace, and from their money.
And you notice in the country there have been several fairly interesting attempts to rob banks here lately. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I believe that money's starting to dry up in the resistance because we are starting to understand not only where money is coming from internally, but externally.
Of course, the U.S. military in Iraq is still a daily target. And at a sprawling logistics base in Balad today, Martin Durcott was busy preparing for the worst. The sergeant major missed a USO holiday show and a visit by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to help retrofit a soft-skinned Army Humvee with thick new metal armor.
To protect soldiers, because too many are getting killed, and this armor protection is so much better than this plastic you see up here. It's to save lives.
I wish we'd had this armor a long time ago, another soldier nearby adds. And as 130,000 American troops prepare to spend their first Christmas in Iraq, some of their commanders believe they have turned the corner in the fight against guerrillas who've kept Iraq a battle zone 8 months after the president declared an end to major combat. Traveling in Iraq with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Eric Westervelt, NPR News.